Hello. I want to talk a little bit today about integrating media and events in host city offerings. And I'm going to illustrate that by talking a little bit about what we do at Nitro Circus. But first, I just wanted to play you a little bit of video, which to kick things off, particularly as you're all keen to get to lunch, might help wake things up. So bear with me.
Will you please get loud? Will you please get vocal? Get ready to be inspired!
From one of the world's most dynamic youth entertainment brands. Famous for spectacular world firsts. Unforgettable iconic moments. And the most intense competition. Comes a one-stop media and event solution. Integrate a vast global digital fan base with unforgettable bespoke events.
And history has been made once again! Travis Pastrana!
And compelling media content uniquely designed for your city.
We are doing it live from Rice Eccles Stadium here in beautiful downtown Salt Lake City, Utah. How's it going, everybody? I am Todd Richards, alongside icons of action sport.
Welcome to Nitro Circus.
So for those of you not familiar with Nitro Circus, I just want to give you a little bit of background. Nitro Circus began as a DVD series following Travis Pastrana and his crazy friends doing even crazier stunts. It was an action sports jackass with the important distinction, as Johnny Knoxville pointed out, that unlike with Jackass, where stunts were designed to fail, in Nitro Circus, if you fail, you die. From a very successful series of global DVDs, the next step on the ladder for Nitro Circus was an MTV series, which became the highest rated TV season in the US at the time, and then aired on 60 countries around the world. That in turn created the platform for our live show, which was created in 2002, is a two-hour choreographed show featuring FMX, BMX, skateboard, scooter, and a host of crazy contraptions. This exploded onto the scene in Australia in 2010 and broke off box office records at the time from its very first tour. From there, the live tour has gone all around the world, playing every continent and every type of venue and selling over 3 million tickets. Our first theatrical movie was in cinemas worldwide in 2012. And then to supercharge the growth of the business and to fulfill its express mission of dominating the action sports sector globally, we took in a significant investment from the Rain Group in 2013, which is an entertainment and sports-focused merchant bank out of New York. In 2016, we moved into the sports competition space with our event Nitro World Games, which was a three-hour event featuring freestyle motocross, BMX, scooter, and skate in Salt Lake City, broadcast live prime time on NBC in the USA. And then this year, earlier in Las Vegas, we moved into the live event space where we had our main star, Travis Pastrana, replicating Three of Evel Knievel's live jumps in Las Vegas, broadcast live on the History Channel. So armed with the Rain Group investment, we set about setting up a virtuous circle as a business, with each division feeding the other. So we have a creative division, which creates our live shows and media content, an athlete management division, which looks after our 40 or so exclusive athletes, who are a touring division, which routes, produces, promotes our live shows around the globe, a live event business division, which produces our Nitro World Games and TV specials, full-service media production and post-production facility, sponsorship division, digital media division, and consumer products and licensing, all in the one-stop shop. Before I talk about what that means for host cities, I just want to round out a little bit more of what we do, especially in the events and media space. First, though, our athletes come from multiple disciplines and from all around the world. So Travis Pastrana has himself 3.1 million Instagram followers and is a legend of action sports. Our Willie, top right, is a BMX and scooter freak talent who's fast approaching Travis in terms of his following as well. And you'll see just a handful of the other guys there that we have on exclusive contracts. Just a quick note about the other a couple of other players in the sector, X Games, that I'm sure many of you have heard of, and the Dew Tour. As you can see, this was over the period 2016 to 2018. We did 186 events around the globe compared to 10 with X Games, 6 with Dew Tour. From a social audience point of view, across Facebook and Instagram and so on, we have 22 million fans against a much smaller audience with our competitors. From the show, I touched on this earlier, but over 330 shows now done with 3 million tickets sold to date, over $200 million in ticket sales. We've worked very hard and invested in R&D, in our ramps, so that we can play in all manner of different venues, from a humble parking lot to the world's biggest premium stadiums and arenas, from Madison Square Gardens to premium stadiums in Japan and South Africa and so on. And the show crosses cultural boundaries without any difficulty. So it plays as easily in Saudi Arabia and Macau as it does in Los Angeles and London. On the event side, as I said, we've set things up so that we're a one-stop shop from creative right through to event and media production and marketing and PR, so the full vertical. And on the event side, it embraces the live TV specials, the Evil Live that we did, which I touched on a second ago, was watched by 3.5 million people in the US live at the time, which made it the number one cable special of the year, and brought the Las Vegas Strip to a standstill with crowds of people surging to go and watch Travis try and jump the Caesar's Fountain and 55 stacked cars and 15 buses in 3 hours and survive, thankfully. Came out in much better shape than Evel Knievel did when he tried it. Nitro Rallycross down at the bottom. This is our first move into motor racing, which we did earlier this year. Rallycross, for those of you who don't know, is rally driving, but on tarmac and dirt. We took that sport, which is arguably the most one of the most exciting in motor racing, and ratcheted it up several notches by adding in a 100-foot gap jump, over-under tabletop jumps, huge drifting dirt berms, and mixed up the formats. So we believe that this is the future of motor racing, given the challenges, with the greatest respect to Formula One, which of course is doing very well. But we do think that this has appeal for the younger demographic and has great potential for expansion around the world. And then finally, our Nitro World Games, from its beginnings in stadium and on live TV, which was freestyle motocross, skateboarding and BMX big air, we've now moved into Olympic style skate BMX park events as they go into the 2020 Olympics, and most recently into scooter events, which is one of the fastest growing participatory sports in the world, and we see great potential in that. So that's what we've been doing, and I want to touch on how this all ties in with some trends in international events and its relevance for host cities. Traditionally, a city or state, having identified a prestige event, would analyze an economic impact statement and then allocate the funds to incentivize the event organizer or rights owner to bring that event to their city or state. And this, of course, can be and has been very successful. But in our view, it's only part of the story. At Nitro Circus, we very deliberately set ourselves out to create a full 360-media and entertainment company so that we can provide an integrated, bespoke solution for a host city. It's been shown time and time again in multiple studies that in terms of consumer behavior, millennials and Gen Zers favor lived experience over the purchase of tangible goods. And a direct beneficiary of that is the live event space. So this chart here shows ticket sales over the past couple of years and then the projection into 2023. They're enjoying year-on-year growth and are set to continue to do that. And again, one of the large reasons for that is with the younger demographics going in droves to live, putting their discretionary spend into live events. The other trend at the bottom here you can see is just in terms of media consumption. And again, no surprises to anyone, but the big difference between demographics in terms of means of consumption. So 72% of baby boomers watching a linear TV at the time of its broadcast compared to only 42% of millennials and Gen Zers. And then you see that in reverse, that trend in reverse, when it comes to consumption of media on streaming platforms. And this, of course, with the phenomenon of cord cutting, is only set to radically continue. So there are several takeaways from this for host cities. Number one is that well-marketed, large-scale, prestige live events will continue to deliver attractive economic benefits to host cities, given an ever-increasing appetite for those live events. For host cities, though, to get the most bang for their buck, it's vital, in my opinion, to have a well-thought-out global digital distribution plan to market the event and the host city to an ever-increasing digitally savvy audience. A bespoke digital content plan with a wide distribution and a long lead-in prior to the marquee event will facilitate much deeper and broader connections between the host city, the event, and the audience, and can achieve exponentially greater audience reach at a level not previously thought possible only a few years ago. So the Nitro approach, what we like to do is create a bespoke integrated event and media solution. First, we'll work with the host city to identify their key priorities and key touch points. From there, we can build out the multi-platform content solution that best suits them. First step is to select the right marquee event mix from our menu of shows, festivals, motor racing, etc., and figure out whether a ticketed or free event is the best thing for that city. Then we work on the appropriate bespoke media content and distribution plan, which can include content filmed in the host city market for distribution during the on-sale period, live social media streaming of qualifying or the main event itself to our 20 million plus global fans around the world. And that may well be married with a premium US linear TV broadcast. We then blend that with mass participation and athlete mentoring programs in market, spectacular stunts designed specifically to showcase local iconic landmarks. So we can come up with all manner of different spectacular stunts to do that. And then we can also build out legacy facilities, the likes of world-class skate parks, etc., which will last way beyond the event and the media program that's been established around it. We then will work up a marketing and PR solution for the host city, which could include big screen ads on 100 or so live shows around the globe, athlete and influencer programs integrating content about the host city and branding, and may also include presence in our permanent Las Vegas show, which opens in May next year. So to close, we believe that over the next few years, this is a pattern you will start to see all event owners having to replicate, which is to say that there'll be a need to offer to host cities a multi-platform solution that checks all these boxes. And if they're unable to do that on their own, I think you'll start to see third-party agencies delivering a lot more of that to round out the offering. Thanks very much. I should conclude, by the way, with we've got a show tomorrow in the arena in Glasgow, which you're all invited to. If you want to come and check it out, and please just come and see my colleague, Anthony, and he will hook you up with tickets. Thanks very much.